This pocket breath test can tell when your body starts burning fat. A smartphone-guided breath analyzer measured acetone, a marker of fat metabolism, almost as accurately as laboratory instruments in a small validation study. It could support personalized diets and medical monitoring, but testing involved only 12 adults and does not prove that the device improves weight loss or treatment outcomes. Fitness watches estimate when you are burning fat from signals such as heart rate. A new pocket-sized device tries to measure the process more directly. You breathe into it, and a phone app reports the acetone produced when your body shifts toward using fat as fuel. The 30-second summary. What happened? ETH Zurich researchers validated a handheld breath analyzer that measures acetone, a chemical released when the body metabolizes fat. Why does it matter? It could make metabolic monitoring available at home for diets, exercise, and some medical therapies without repeated blood tests. What is the catch? The study included only 12 adults, and accuracy as a measuring tool does not prove that using it leads to better health or weight loss outcomes. Key number. The researchers compared 312 breath readings from 12 adults with blood tests and a laboratory mass spectrometer. What a breath reveals about fuel use. The body does not run on a single fuel. It moves between carbohydrates and fat depending on food intake, activity, hormones, and energy demand. When the liver breaks down fatty acids, it produces ketone bodies. One of their byproducts is acetone, a volatile molecule that travels through the blood and leaves through the lungs. That makes breath acetone a useful marker of fat metabolism. Unlike a smartwatch's estimate, it is tied to a chemical produced by the process itself. The new Nutrien device, developed by ETH Zurich researchers with spin-off Alivion, samples air from deep in the lungs and reports the result through a smartphone app. The technology is not a magical fat detector, and it does not measure how much body fat a person has lost. It measures a metabolic signal at a particular moment. That distinction matters because burning more fat during one period does not automatically create long-term weight loss, which still depends on total energy balance and many biological and behavioral factors. How the researchers tested it. The validation study involved 12 adults and 312 breath measurements collected during different diets and during light and intensive exercise. Researchers compared the handheld sensor with blood measurements and proton transfer reaction time of flight mass spectrometry, a highly sensitive laboratory method. According to the paper in the journal Device, the portable analyzer tracked changes in breath acetone closely and remained reliable over months. The phone app improved consistency by guiding the user's exhalation, while a pressure sensor identified the correct portion of air from deep in the lungs. A selective filter was another important addition. Breath contains many gases affected by food, drink, and the surrounding environment. By blocking interfering molecules, the device aims to avoid the unstable readings that have limited some previous consumer breath analyzers. Why this could matter beyond fitness. The most interesting applications may be medical rather than cosmetic. Children with epilepsy can be prescribed a ketogenic diet to help control seizures. Clinicians currently rely on food records and biological measurements to check whether the diet is producing the intended metabolic state. A simple home reading could make that monitoring more frequent and less burdensome. Researchers also want to study whether breath feedback can help personalize fasting plans, diabetes care, and treatment with GLP-1 medicines. People respond differently to the same diet or exercise session, so a direct marker could reveal patterns that generic advice misses. The device has already moved beyond a laboratory prototype. Alivion offers Nutrien for research and clinical use, and ETH Zurich says it is being used in international studies and medical facilities. That is progress toward deployment, but it is not the same as proof of benefit for every advertised use. Before we overstate the result, only 12 adults participated, so the findings need confirmation in larger and more diverse groups. The study validated measurement performance not whether feedback from the device improves weight loss, glucose control, seizure management, or other clinical outcomes. The system requires initial calibration to a user's lung volume, and real-world accuracy may be affected by how consistently people perform the test. The product is linked to an ECTH Zurich spin-off, and broader independent validation would strengthen confidence in its performance. What happens next? The team is working with the University Children's Hospital Zurich to evaluate ketogenic diet monitoring in children with epilepsy. Larger studies will need to determine meaningful target ranges, how often people should test, and whether clinicians can use the data to make better treatment decisions. Regulatory status and intended use will also matter. A wellness device that displays metabolic trends faces different evidence requirements from a medical device used to guide diabetes or epilepsy care. Users should not adjust medicine or a prescribed diet from a breath reading without clinical advice. Still, the broader idea is compelling. Wearables have spent years estimating what happens inside the body from motion and pulse. Breath chemistry could add a more direct window into metabolism, provided the evidence grows as quickly as the marketing possibilities.